This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
On from the couch, what have we added lately?
Well, we got a whole bunch of stuff that that needs to go up there that is will be up probably within about a half hour. It's already typed out. But one show that I've been watching, Brian, that's pretty pretty fun is a show called Ultimate Tag. Have you heard of this?
No.
So it's on Fox, and it's hosted by J.J. Watt and his two NFL brothers. And what it is they take regular people, and then there are like the equivalent of American gladiators, and they play various versions of the game tag on like a parkour course. And then at the end, they chase, you have to climb up this mountain with different people trying to rip your tag off on the way. It's pretty fun, light, easy, and you can kind of get involved with it. I'm enjoying it, and I'm going to keep watching it.
Okay, so just to explain, on the page, you can find... you can also listen to the past podcast mm-hmm. if you want, but there's links to everything we talk about.
That's right.
TV and movies. You've got virtual experiences. You have gaming. You have music. You have sports, reading and podcast, arts, crafts, technology, learning, mental and physical wellness. So there's all kinds of food and cooking. Categories go on and on. And then you can look under each of those categories if you have something that's in your wheelhouse mm-hmm. And find the direct link to it.
That's exactly right. And we've gotten a lot of contributions from people that listen or that have read when we put stuff online. And one of the things that we found were these recipes that people are sharing that are going crazy. Two of them that are worth pointing out on this list are some mini pancakes, which are like the size of quarters. And people are eating or baking cookies, tiny cookies, and making cereal out of them. This is the internet going crazy. And there's a couple fun recipes to check out. Another thing that people are doing for fun that you can check out to get inspiration is taking their Lego sets and recreating famous movie scenes with them, with the little minifigs.
Really?
And, yeah. So there's a lot of examples there, and maybe you can make your own and share them with us as well. And people have gotten into gardening, and more particularly houseplants. You know, we've talked about that being stuck inside. So a lot of greenery in the house has been shown to give you a good mood and to increase everything and give you something to do. Here's some tips on how to be able to do that, actually.
All right, maybe you've got a birthday coming up or you want to celebrate Star Wars. I love the Star Wars arts and crafts activities. The Death Star pinata is my favorite.
Yes. Yeah, very cool. There's a lot of different...
Like, I never would have thought of the Darth Vader bookmark corners.
Oh, yeah.
Or the R2-D2 pencil holder.
Yeah. Anything Star Wars.
Make your own lightsabers, baby Yoda crafts.
Yeah.
The whole page.
Very cool. Absolutely. And for little kids or fans of celebrities, you can have, there was a thing going around for charity, James and the Giant Peach, being read to you by celebrities. Different celebrities were teaming up on this. Taika, I never get his name right, Waititi, the director, mm-hmm. An actor, Academy Award winning director. He's kind of the face of this project, and he'll be on the next director of Star Wars. There's something you can check out. And one I want to re-mention is if you're needing to bridge the gap, since you brought up Star Wars, this Mandalorian docu-series that's on Disney Plus, hosted by
John Favreau. Remember to do that. Yeah.
It's got a round table of the different actors, including Waititi, Bryce Dallas Howard, just talking about the craft of making a Star Wars show and trying to be honor the craft. It's really cool.
That is great. And I would also suggest to you this Sunday, ahead of this Sunday, watch the first part of the Lance Armstrong documentary, 30 for 30, on ESPN, because part two is going to be on. And then they're going to have Bruce Lee be like water, I think is the name of it. And then they have the Sammy Sosa and Mark McGuire one coming up. So your next few weeks on sports documentaries are absolutely rock solid.
Yeah, and I already typed the link out. It's not up, but I just got to go back and refresh. You'll have all of those links to the things we talked about, including the Americans yesterday, all sorts of stuff. Right there, fun from the couch.
All right, I'm the Mandalorian docuseries, I got to go do that. I got to make sure I do that this weekend.
Yeah, don't miss it. You'll like it.
We did get back to Ozark. We're about, I think, halfway through season three, and it's getting real. I mean, it is.
And the quality's staying up there?
Yeah, I think they kind of lost their way a little bit in season two. That happens, right? I mean, you start out with a bang. You got to, like, maintain it. And I think you get different creative, you know. But it's worth holding course.
Yeah, and against my own better judgment, I finished last night the Jeffrey Epstein Dirty Money, I think is what it's called. It's pretty sad.
I have zero. I'm not judging you for watching. I just have zero interest in it.
I didn't know how long this saga was.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And how wide the web was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't know what it is. I mean, I think I have less temperament now to be entertained by horrible stuff.
Yeah. That one I was zero entertained by. It was a high quality documentary, but I was learning, you know, it was something I didn't know anything about. So I was curious. And that happens to me. I get curious about things, but I wish I would have been curious about something else instead.
Yeah.
Just bad guy. I didn't need to know about him.
I mean, that's all we really need to know. He is who you thought he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then some.
And then some.
Yeah. There's also on Netflix right now some drug, there's a series about, what island does it take place on? It's one of the big, like, they do their top 10 every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can see, like, what's, like, they still don't give you numbers, which I think is a little, I don't really, not that I need them, I don't care. But you don't have anything to gauge, like, you know, movie box office versus ratings for TV or even radio or whatever you might, I mean, with Netflix, you just know how many subscribers, you don't necessarily know how many times something's watched.
Right. Yeah.
There's no, and that in the future, I mean, if you're just on a subscriber basis, I guess that really doesn't matter because you're not selling typical advertising, right?
That's right. Yeah, and I'm sure they're sharing data with the platforms and the content creators.
Are they?
I think
this pressure to do this was literally why they started putting together the top 10 and showing you what was, like, trending.
That's right.
So that people would at least have, that means, by the way, the Jeffrey Epstein's number one.
Yeah. Oh. That stinks. I'm sorry, everybody. I contributed to that.
What are you apologizing to everybody? Everybody else must have been there with you. It's the number one watched thing on Netflix. And for some reason, like, Adam Sandler.
Uncut Gems?
That and Just Go With It are in the top 10. Mm. White Lines is the name of the one that's getting a lot of buzz. Is that right?
Yeah.
I have not watched that yet either. I've got that on my radar screen as well, though.
I'm going to tell, it's not on Netflix, but I'm going to tell you about a movie I watched in the last week or so. It's got Daniel Craig as the star. It's called Knives Out. Have you heard of this?
No.
Star-studded. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Chris Evans. Yes, I have. I just forgot the name of it.
Have you seen it?
No, it's been out for a while.
Yeah, it's like a Clue, a modern-day whodunit kind of thing.
Yes.
It's very well done, and Daniel Craig is a very fun character in it.
All right, Knives Out. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll put all these on the list. You can get fun from the couch at nowdecatur.com.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.